This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Seattle has been a hotbed of teacher resistance to high-stakes standardized testing. Last year, teachers at several Seattle schools staged a boycott and refused to administer a high-stakes exam called the MAP test. One of the leaders of the resistance is Garfield High School history teacher Jesse Hagopian. Now Hagopian has edited a book of essays by teachers, students, and parents and school administrators. It's called More Than a Score, The New Uprising Against High-Stakes Testing. Jesse, thank you so much for coming by. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on your show.
So why do you think high-stakes tests are a bad idea?
Well, I think that researchers have long proven that what high-stakes tests measure more than anything else is your access to resources. They're a much better judge of your zip code than they are of your intellect, because what they measure is the wealth that you have, right? And that correlates to what neighborhood you live in. They measure, do you have books in the home? Do you have parents that have time to read to you? Do you have parents that have the money to buy test prep tutors, right? And what they actually don't measure so much is your intelligence. And we think that we need a whole different form of assessment, one that's not gauged around helping students figure out how to eliminate wrong answer choices, right? Because high-stakes tests, above all, measure, are you able to eliminate wrong answer choices? Not do you know the right answer, but are you better at eliminating the wrong ones? And I think in our world today, and with the problems we face, whether it's mass incarceration, there are more black men behind bars on probation or parole today than were slaves on plantations in 1850. That's a social crisis, right? And we're not going to solve those social crises by bubbling in A, B, C, or D. We need to develop critical thinking in our classrooms and assessments that I think promote it.
You were one of the leaders boycotting this MAP test, one of these high-stakes tests that you are against. Where are we this year with the Seattle School District? Are high-stakes tests being administered?
Absolutely. It was an incredible struggle when we had this boycott that started at Garfield but spread to several other schools. And we were able to defeat the MAP test at the high school level. The school district realized what an absurd exam that wasn't even aligned to our curriculum and got rid of it. But we're left with many, many others. They're bringing in a new test for elementary school this year. And this year is the first year of the Smarter Balance test, which will be administered in the spring for high schools. That's the new Common Core test. And these tests this year won't have the high stakes attached to them, but they will be rolling out the high stakes very soon.
You know, the fight a couple of years ago when you were leading these walkouts was teachers were refusing to give the tests, but the school year is well underway, and I haven't heard any rumblings. What's going on to kind of in the resistance today?
The rumblings are there. I had a book launch for More Than a Score at Elliott Bay Books last week, and there was some 200 people packed out the back, and there was parents, students, and teachers who were circulating flyers for an opt-out movement. And I think that this year we're going to see an absolute eruption of parent opt-outs of these tests as they demand that their kids receive authentic assessment and quality assessment and not be labeled, ranked, sorted, and punished. And you know what's incredible about the moment we're in today is we're actually experiencing the highest level of revolt in U.S. history against high-stakes standardized tests. In New York State last year, there were 60,000 parents who opted their kids out of high-stakes exams. There have been boycotts that spread from Seattle to Chicago to New York to the most recent one in Tulsa, where two early childhood educators refused to administer the MAP test. And there was the largest walkout against high-stakes exams in Colorado recently of thousands of students. And I think Seattle is poised to erupt.
How many Seattle parents have signed opt-out things so they don't want their kids to take the high-stakes tests?
So we don't have data on that right now. But I think with the new implementation of these Common Core tests that they just set the cut score, which is an arbitrary political decision, not an educator decision, but politicians get together with testing companies and decide what the cut score is going to be. And they've decided that 60% of our kids are going to fail the Smarter Balance test. They announced that proudly in a press release that you should expect 60% to fail. And I think parents are going to are going to call bogus on that and say, actually, our kids are doing incredible work in these schools and they can't be measured or reduced to a single score. That the intellectual process of teaching and learning, the intellectual and emotional process, cannot be reduced to a single number. And when we train our kids to live in fear of making mistakes because they will be denied graduation or their school will be closed, you kill creativity. Because what is creativity? I think it's the ability to make mistakes and experiment and come up with something new. And we're training a whole generation of young people to see mistakes as severe transgressions rather than opportunities and moments to build forward into creativity.
You mentioned people were circulating information at the signing for More Than a Score, which is a book against testing. So you kind of expect that to be going on there.
Right.
When might we expect to see this movement of parents opting out of high-stakes testing become more public?
Well, I think that it'll be public in the spring when the major high-stakes tests are administered, the new Smarter Balance tests are administered, when the parents begin to receive the feedback that their kid has been labeled a failure by this arbitrary number that was set with the cut score, that's when I think the opt-out letters will begin flooding and when the public forums and the rallies to demand that our legislature fully fund the schools and that our politicians actually respect the work that's being done in our schools and support it rather than trying to reduce it to a single number. And that's the struggle we're in today, and I think that We actually stand on the shoulder of giants. This movement was first started in the early 1900s by black intellectuals who knew that these tests were being grafted onto the public schools by eugenicists, people who are using high-stakes standardized tests to try to prove white supremacy. And that's why W.E.B. Du Bois, one of the founders of the NAACP, was one of the first early opponents to IQ tests and these standardized tests in schools. And I think that we stand in that civil rights tradition of fighting to make education about empowering our youth, providing opportunities, and not ranking and sorting.
What was your experience with high-stakes testing, personally, as a student?
As a student, the standardized tests were always really humiliating to me. I can remember the first time that my teacher sat down with me and my mother and showed me that I was below the curve. And I knew that in third grade on that I was dumber than most of the kids. And that was something that stayed with me through college until maybe my junior year when I got a teacher that I really connected with and unlocked what education was really supposed to be about and taught me about how critical thinking skills can be used to combat oppression. And then it made me want to become an activist and an educator and reveal to people that knowledge isn't simply the ability to eliminate a wrong answer choice or fill in a bubble.
Was it that personal experience, that humiliation you felt as a student when you were shown yourself below the curve? Is that where your passion comes from for this?
Absolutely. I mean, having seen and experienced misery of K-12 education, when you feel like the test score has labeled you a failure, it was a very difficult time. And I see many of my students going through that and much worse, because anybody my age or older has no idea how many high-stakes tests are being implemented. We might have had one a year to check in to see how the schools were doing or an individual student was doing. But today, the schools are being overrun with testing companies who are pushing their products and making billions of dollars, in the case of the Pearson Testing Corporation, off of the labeling of our kids. And so the humiliation that I felt is nothing compared to what the students are going through today in the schools.
Jesse Hagopian is a teacher of history at Garfield High School and the editor of a new book, More Than a Score: The New Uprising Against High-Stakes Testing. And as you heard, he's predicting another uprising coming up later this year or maybe early next year among parents who are going to opt out of these high-stakes tests in Seattle public schools. This is The Record on KUOW.